Intercession of Abraham. Yahweh said, Can I conceal from Abraham what I am about to do? Abraham, in fact, is going to become a great and powerful nation, and through him all the nations of the earth will be blessed. For I have chosen him to command his sons and his household after him, to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just, so that Yahweh may bring about for Abraham what he has promised him. Then Yahweh said, How great is the cry for justice against Sodom and Gomorrah, and how grievous is their sin. I am going down to see if they have done all that they are charged with in the outcry that has reached me. If it is not so, I will know. Abraham went forward and said, Will you really let the just perish with the wicked? Perhaps there are 50 good people in the town. Are you really going to let them perish? Will you not spare the place for the sake of these 50 righteous people? It would not be at all like you to do such a thing, and you can't let the good perish with the wicked, nor treat the good and the wicked alike. Far be it from you. Will not the judge of all the earth be just? Yahweh said, If I find 50 good people in Sodom, I will spare the whole place for their sake. Abraham spoke up again. I know that I am very bold to speak like this to my Lord. I, who am only dust and ashes, but perhaps the number of the good is 5 less than 50. Will you destroy the town because of 5? Yahweh replied, I will not destroy the town if I find 45 good people there. Again, Abraham said to him, Perhaps there will be only 40. He answered, For the sake of 40, I will not do it. Abraham went on saying, May my Lord not be angry, but let me speak. Maybe only 30 good people will be found in the town. Yahweh answered, I will not destroy it if I find 30 there. Abraham said, Now that I have been so bold as to speak to my Lord, what if only 20 can be found? He said, For the sake of 20, I will not destroy the place. But Abraham insisted, May my Lord not be angry, but let me speak just once more. What if only 10 can be found? And Yahweh answered, For the sake of 10 good people, I will not destroy Sodom. When Yahweh had finished speaking with Abraham, he left, and Abraham went home.
Israel's tradition has always seen Abraham as the friend of God. In its ingenuity and deepness, it is moving the image of Abraham bargaining with God to save the just of Sodom.
So when God destroyed the towns of the plain, he remembered Abraham and made Lot escape from the catastrophe, while he destroyed the cities where Lot had lived.